Talking today with Heather Buckmaster from the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, let's talk a little bit about some of the things going on right now on behalf of cattle producers with the beef checkoff dollars that you've got to invest. Nationally, I know that there's a lot of things going on as far as trying to get a message out to consumers in two or three different venues here this summer.
Absolutely. Our national consumer advertising program kicks off the grilling season with a series of new print ads, radio spots, as well as two new online video commercials, which I'm really excited about. Our new print advertising is just, it really jumps off the page, and it features consumer-friendly beef recipes, even beef for breakfast, and includes many of those popular lean cuts that are great for grilling, like strip steak, flank steak, fillets, and you'll be able to see those ads in a variety of magazines, including Food Network Magazine, Red Book, Men's Health, as well as many others. Our new online video commercials, I think they look great. They will be featured on online programming such as ABC.com, where people like me, I think we're kind of time-starved, don't always get to watch our favorite program, and so we will go online to see it. And so those ads will pop up during those programs. Bottom line to know is that more than 10 million positive consumer beef impressions will be created from these ads. And if you would like to see them, and I encourage you to go check them out, you can see them at beefitswhatsfordinner.com.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about some of the promotions that you've got going on as well.
Yes, absolutely. Promotions are key to incremental sales in the supermarkets, and we know that consumers are really watching their budgets these days, and so there will be four different cross promotions that will be kicking off throughout the summer months with a variety of companies, including like Hikamon, as well as Casey Masterpiece. And what these do, bottom line, is that when it's done, more than 80 million coupons and mail-in rebates will drop featuring discounts on beef. And I think what's important for cattlemen to know is that we're leveraging those dollars as hard as we can. So for every dollar we're spending, partners in these cross promotions in 2011 spent $24. So we are really leveraging those dollars to increase consumer beef purchases.
I guess what these organizations, these companies, are really looking for the credibility that cattle producers bring to the table, right?
Absolutely. The beef checkoff does bring that credibility to the marketplace. At the same time, it allows us to join in and help almost create meals. So a lot of times the discount, or if you purchase, for instance, Casey Masterpiece steak sauce, it's creating that meal approach for consumers. And so we're able to come in there and help with some of the advertising dollars. We're not paying for the redemption of the coupons, but we are helping to be that catalyst to bring those partners together.
In the last couple of weeks, you had the chance to be in New Orleans for the annual meeting, U.S. Meat Export Federation. Conscious decision made by Oklahoma's Beef Council to try to put more dollars toward USMEF in the last fiscal year.
Absolutely. We kind of took a hard look at how we were investing those dollars, and we decided that, you know, we see more opportunity in the export market right now for U.S. cattle producers, Oklahoma cattle producers. We know that this last year, investing in the export market, more than $200 per head was created for cattlemen, added to that bottom line, added to their profitability because of the export markets. So we see such growth opportunity available there, and we believe that's a wise investment for us. We're also specifically investing Oklahoma beef checkoff dollars in the Middle East and in Japan through retail and food service promotions.
And, of course, the whole idea is to continue the momentum that we've had. A great year, of course, in 2011. Early indications for 2012, we're holding most of those gains.
We're holding most of those gains. It's been a little weaker. Sales dollars is up. Volume is a little down. But one of the things that we see coming down the pipeline that we think is going to be incredibly positive for the U.S. Cattle community, and that is the lifting of the restrictions with Japan, going from 20 months to 30 months of age with U.S. beef. And so that will be significant for us. We think it's going to happen early fall. All indicators say that will happen early fall. And really, to kind of explain why that is so important, right now, only in the summer months, only about 10 to 15% of U.S. beef qualifies for that marketplace. In the other than that, it's about 20 to 25% qualifies for that marketplace. So Japanese retailer and food service operators have not been able to really depend upon a consistent supply of U.S. beef coming into the marketplace. When we lift, when that ban gets lifted and gets lifted to 30 months, 95% of U.S. beef will now be eligible for that marketplace, which allows them to permanently feature that as part of their offering. So we are, the plans are moving forward and in place to go head-to-head with Australia in that marketplace.
And that's obviously good news.
That is absolutely wonderful news. I mean, getting into that marketplace, knowing 95% of our product is eligible for that Japanese marketplace, that is a huge deal for U.S. cattle producers.
Finally, let's talk just briefly about plans you've got coming up in just the next few days. A kind of a first for the Beef Council that you've been able to have someone land as an expert representing some of our great research we've got at the Oklahoma Academy of Family Physicians.
Absolutely. This next week, we're going to be participating as a key sponsor of the Oklahoma Academy of Family Physicians meeting, and we are so excited to announce that one of the lead researchers on the Chekhov-funded BOLD study, which showed that you can include lean beef into the diet every day and still lower your cholesterol. His name is Dr. Michael Russell. He writes for a variety of publications, including Shape Magazine, Men's Fitness, and he will be speaking on the program and talking about that BOLD study. We think that's key because we think that's where, you know, when consumers get that first information about, hey, your cholesterol is a little high, this is what you need to do, that really comes from that family physician. And so we want to help provide them with the best information possible. So it's a first for us. We've never been on the program like this at the Oklahoma Academy of Family Physicians, and so we're excited to be able to share such wonderful Chekhov-funded research.
Executive Director of the Oklahoma Beef Council, Heather Buckmaster, joining us today. Ron Hayes on the Oklahoma Farm Report.com.